Coach, congratulations. What a victory. You guys were down 55-39 with about 5:39 to go, and it looked like maybe down and out, but second win, and all of a sudden you just turned up the screws on the defense. How do you describe that comeback?
Well, I got to stop overthinking. We got seven kids right now because I had one is on suspension, and, you know, we've got seven, so I've tried to put us in our matchup man-to-man zone and tried not to foul. And, you know, it made it closer than what it probably should have been with our pressure, you know, with our defensive pressure. I was just afraid of us getting in foul trouble and not being able to finish the ball game with five out there. But I can blame myself for that, just overthinking, because, you know, these kids, they love to get up, they love to guard, and they love to play hard, you know, and that gets them going. So I probably stymied them as much as anybody else.
I think you look at the game there, I think you have to look at Sierra Dries and what she did. Really a lot on the defensive end as well for you guys down the stretch.
CeCe's one of those kids, you know, I hate when people say two-way players, because I think you should be, you know, defense, offense, no matter what. But she is a heck of a two-way player that wreaks havoc on the basketball coming up the floor when we're playing our man-to-man. Obviously, you know, boxer. Conley is also a person that hawks the basketball as well, and she's not with us tonight, but we look to get her back eventually. But, you know, there's a lot of kids in there that really, you know, flourish whenever we do play our up-the-line defense and get after people. I mean, Niecy Moultrie probably is one of those kids that, you know, hey, she thrives on that kind of thing. That's her deal. So I probably stymied as much as anybody else, but I'm glad we made a big run at the end and I got out of my head a little bit.
Right. He also added four big points there from Maya Nieto. She had her first start of the year today. How would you maybe talk about her play?
I'm really proud of Maya. You know, she struggles shooting the ball right now. Didn't make a 3-0 for 7, and she's a really, really good shooter. It's in her head right now. She's a fantastic shooter. You know, eventually it's going to be the next seven are going to go in, eventually. And I hope I'm around to see it. But, you know, she's going to be there. And she did a heck of a job defensively for us, too, though. I mean, she did a heck of a job. She tried to take a charge, and I think it might be her first ever attempt. She got called for a block, but it was her first ever attempt, and I'm proud of her for that.
Yeah, Anna had she had a really nice day underneath, and it looked like she was really starting to get into flow, and Callie kind of changed some things and kind of shut her down there. And I guess that was big when she kind of shut down a little bit, but she still battled hard and fighting for rebounds and whatnot.
Yeah, she did a really good job. You know, she's still learning. We forget that we have seven freshmen and one sophomore a lot of times. And, you know, for us to come back on the road like this by a well-coached basketball team, Callie, he's a very, very, very good coach, and show a lot of heart and guts to just, you know, just pull one out like this. It tells me our kids are growing up a little bit, you know, and I'm really proud of them. I told them after the game, I said, you could have quit.
Yeah.
I mean, I was on your butt hard, and which I'm going to be, you know, but they kept on playing, and I was super proud of them, you know, despite my ignorance at first by putting us in that zone. They came back and they did some good things.
Well, this win like this and stealing one on the road is always huge here, but this has got to ignite you as you look ahead here to a very good Butler team coming to town on Wednesday.
Yeah, well coached. Coach Helmer is a good friend of mine. They're well coached, and, you know, they're really talented. You know, we just want to make it a game. We just want to make it a game, you know, come time. But we'll see what happens. We'll put our best effort out there, and we lace them up just like they do. So we'll see what happens.
All right. Well, Coach, congratulations on the win. I'll let you go with that, and good luck to you coming up on Wednesday against Butler.
Thank you. I appreciate you so much.